Another week down, John. Another week down.
Round three, Sean. We did it, man. We made it. This is our third one now.
Welcome to the Anna and Raven Show producer podcast. I'm Sean. Joining me, as always, is the lovely producer, John.
I'm lovely.
Very lovely.
Cool.
Another week, another busy week. I feel like I say that every week now, but it's always busy, and Friday just feels like that relief where you're like, oh, it's all said and done.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's a job. We have a job. Jobs are busy.
Oh, boy, a lot happened this week. I want to touch on March Madness because I feel like everything was quite as I predicted, kind of, except for one. One was a big upset. So if you missed March Madness, Tuesday kicked off with a Hacky Sack versus the Rachel Haircut, and the Hacky Sack won. Wednesday, we had the Macarena versus Juicy Couture. The Macarena won. Thursday, Pokemon Go versus Fireball, the alcohol. Pokemon Go won. Friday, today, Cabbage Patch Kids versus the Thigh Master. Cabbage Patch won. Did any of those shock you?
Yeah, well, I mean, two of them.
Which ones?
Two of them, and you know them. You know which ones, too. First of all, I can't believe that the Rachel lost. That's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
That's insane to me.
That was the same one to me, too.
Yeah. But also Fireball. Fireball losing to Pokemon Go, I think is nuts. No, I think that's totally nuts. You don't think that's weird?
I don't. And let me tell you why I don't think it's weird. It's because I know so many people who still act like Fireball's a thing. Pokemon Go came and went. Like, okay. It was a big thing. Okay. And, you know, you have some people who play it, but you really don't hear about it. Fireball, like, I'm going to look at you like you got 10 heads if we're at a bar, and you're like, I'll take a shot of Fireball. You know, but I still know people who drink it, and I still know people who, like, who live, breathe, and die by it, who love it. So, I don't know. It was just, it surprised me.
It did explode and die faster than Fireball did, or has, I guess. Yeah, all right. So that's a fair point, because it really was just that one summer that everybody was obsessed with it.
Yeah.
But still, I think schnapps in general, just as a drink. Remember Rumplemintz?
Oh.
Remember that? That was the most disgusting thing in the entire world, as is Fireball. However, cinnamon whiskeys in general, there's good ones out there.
It just reminds me, like, I feel like I'm chewing a giant stick of Big Red
gum. Big Red.
I love
it.
It's good.
It's a Big Red.
Depending on the brand, though.
You know what I would do in the fall? I would get the shot of Fireball.
Is it with like a...
No, and chase it with a pumpkin beer.
Oh, really?
Especially with the cinnamon sugar usually around the rim of the pumpkin beer.
Usually it's the ciders that people do.
Yeah, but
right.
The pumpkin beer.
Pumpkin sounds
better,
though. Yeah, I like that.
Yeah. No. Yeah, it feels good. You got to get the cinnamon sugar on the rim, though. It's basic. I don't care.
Still can't believe Hacky Sack beat the Rachel Haircut. Still can't believe it.
Yeah, that was weird.
What?
That was very weird.
What? What an upset. All right, full disclosure. When we were discussing this, I actually had to Google this because I've never watched Friends, and I didn't know what the Rachel was.
You didn't know what the Rachel was, but you know what Hacky Sack was?
Yeah, I played Hacky Sack a lot.
I mean, you grew up in the 90s. You grew up literally at the apex of the entire Friends phenomenon.
You know what it was, though, too? I feel like growing up, my mother loved Friends, so I was always like, I'm not going to watch Friends because that's an adult show, and that's not cool, and that's a lame show because my mom watches it.
This is your inner goth coming out again now.
Oh, my
you know
God.
What I
Here
mean?
We go
yeah.
with the goth
Yeah,
thing
you
again.
Do. Yeah, you've got to be anti-everything. You have to be just so counterculture.
I just have different and unique tastes, John.
Right, and eyeliner. But continue.
It's skyliner.
It's skyliner.
Okay? First things first. Let's get that off the chest. For St. Paddy's Day, usually we started a tradition last year where Anna makes me count all the marshmallows in the Lucky Charm box. This year we upped the ante with the family pack, the bigger box, and
more materials to work with.
I also had to do a mosaic with Lucky Charms, which I chose to do myself. John, how was it?
It looks so terrifyingly like you.
Thank you.
It looks like weirdly like, all right, so you go on Instagram at Anna and Raven. You're going to see the picture, the side-by-side comparison of Sean's face with the actual picture itself. Like, it's weird how good you are at doing that.
Yeah, that came out great. We actually have it. We have what we call a wall of heroes here, which usually just ends up being all the funny or lame things that we do. Like,
just pictures of nonsense up on the walls.
Like, Anna and Raven are up there. My Lucky Charm is up there now.
You can't even explain the oddness of what's on this wall. But the point is that now Sean's mosaic of himself, your self-portrait, I think we have to call it, is up on the wall of heroes because it was a heroic effort and it's well-deserved.
One of the messiest things I've ever done. You've seen all the cereal I had everywhere. I had marshmallow dust
you
all over
say,
my hands.
You say it's one of the messiest things you've ever done, but here's the thing is that you don't do anything messy. So to me, you looked meticulously organized and like you had every single thing. You had your you had the cups with each different individual type of marshmallow or marbit, as we learned that they're called, you know, portioned out. You had the two paper plates that had all the regular pieces of Lucky Charms. You looked like you had everything figured out, dude.
I also feel like maybe I'm being a little like judgmental of myself here. I mean, you know, you have a child. I don't. So our versions of a mess might be superiorly different.
I'm used to the chaos. I live in the chaos.
Exactly. So I'm like, I'm probably like, oh, I'm causing a mess. And you're like, that's not a mess, Sean.
No. I'll show you a mess.
I'll bring James over for a couple hours.
That's right.
See what a mess really, a real mess is. How, what, if you had to do a Lucky Charms mosaic, what would you have done it on?
What would I have done? My Lucky Charms mosaic of, oh man, I mean, I feel like I could make a really cool looking guitar with it. You know
Ooh,
what I mean?
Ooh, that would have been pretty cool.
Like instead of a self portrait of myself, I would do one of like one of my guitars. Yeah.
Sounds like you have homework now, because now I want to see it.
Right. I'm definitely gonna not do that. Yeah. But you can imagine it if you want to think of it in your inner, you know.
Can you at least draw it out and text it to me? Like, give me a plan here, like an
idea.
I'll draw it.
I'll text it. There you go. I'll have my kid draw it in crayon and send it to you. That's what we'll do.
And I won't know the difference. I'm like, this is definitely something John drew.
Right.
So we also mentioned earlier in this week, what is your card protocol? You know, when you get those like Christmas cards or a birthday card. Do you keep the card? Do you throw it out?
So funny.
Does it depend? Like,
so funny that we brought that up this week because last weekend I was cleaning my kitchen and there was a bunch of like Christmas cards and stuff that like actually it was the ones that Anna and Raven gave us too. And I looked at them. I was like, oh, I don't know why I have these anymore. And I threw them away. And I felt for a split second. I was like, I kind of feel bad about it. But then I was like, why? What am I going to like? What? Like, why would they ever care? And then this very week they brought up throwing away cards. And in my head I was like, they know.
Yeah.
Somehow they know.
This is why they want to talk about it.
Blatantly disrespected their Christmas card.
This is exactly why they want to bring it up. Yeah, I'm in the same boat. I honestly, not going to lie to you, I'm the kind of person who will tell you to your face I'm going to hold on to it, and the second I leave, I will throw it out. I think I have like two or three cards that I've kept throughout time, but they were very, one kind of lame was like from my vet when I had to put my dog down.
Oh, come on.
Well, it was a special card.
That's heartbreaking, and you know it is.
Well, it's just lame because everyone's like, your vet? You're going to keep a card from your vet, but like not your mom? Well, yeah. My mom gives me thousands of cards. My vet gave me one. That's it.
Now you're making it kind of dark, but that's okay. That's your job. Continue.
But other than that, I don't know. I don't care for the card. I mean, it hits the point where, and you know me, I'm an organization guy, so it's just too many cards are taking up space. I just don't need that. I don't need that mess. I don't need that clutter in my life.
It's stressful.
Where am I going to put them?
It's stressful.
Half the people who called in mentioned they have them, like, stored in a box somewhere that are not even on display.
This was one of those breaks where I really was curious to see the general consensus. Like, what should I really be doing with these? Like, how long should I be keeping them for? And you know what? Christmas was 3 months ago. I think that I made the right choice.
Long overdue.
I think it was time for me to toss those cards. I don't feel bad about it.
Now, if James gave you a card.
Stop it.
How
I've got my kids' daycare like drawings all over my fridge.
That's the only thing.
It's the only thing that stays on the fridge. That's it.
Speaking of the drawings in the fridge, my nephew drew like a picture. Of course, he's two. Can't draw any. It's just scribbles and lines and You know, my mom's like, you should put that on your fridge. And I'm like, I'm not putting it on my fridge. Like, when he learns how to draw, I'll put it on there. And mom's like, really? I'm like, listen, if I wanted scribbles and lines, I could do that myself.
Right.
All the power to you, John. I couldn't have that up on my fridge. That would drive me insane.
It's different when they're yours.
Yeah. And everyone says that. I feel like it's one of those typical phrases. Speaking of phrases, good segue into parent phrases that we talked about earlier this week.
Oh, that's right. You know, it's funny. That was that bit I wasn't here for, so you've got to kind of fill me in on that. Remember, I was out on Monday.
This was a fun one. So it's just basically those phrases that you like, you know, that your parents would always say to you, the ones that really got under your skin, the annoying parent phrases. For example, I can't stand, my mother would always say to me, like, when I was younger growing up and didn't like eating something, she'd always say, oh, well, you know, come on, Sean, there's kids starving in some other country. Yeah, I know, Mom.
Yeah.
Like, you've made me feel bad. Like, I get it. Okay, I'm sorry. Like, then I'll eat the peas. Fine.
I mean, I'm glad you're getting to exercise this guilt complex that happened in your childhood right now, Sean. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm glad about that.
I'm throwing mom under the bus.
There's a visceral rage that I could see building up in your eyes right now.
Love you, Mom.
Are you talking about this? No, you know what my mom used to say all the time? She always used to say, I'm too old for this. No matter how old I was at the time, she'd be like, you know, like Jonathan, you're 9 years old. You're 13 years old. You're 22. You're 35 years old. You're too old for X, Y, and Z. That's her thing. She'd always tell me I'm too old for whatever it was I'm doing.
Has she ever said like one to you when you're younger and you're like just scratching your head when you're like, what?
Right.
Like, my peer group's doing that.
It would be the most inane stuff and stuff like that. I mean, usually not inane. Usually stuff like, you know, I don't know, I didn't do my homework or I need to, like, after I graduated from college, like I need to find a place to live. You know,
major life
decisions. Mm-hmm. But also the regular inane stuff too. Yeah. No, always bringing the age into it. All right, so it is Friday, and it's Mommy's Margarita Friday.
Mm.
And I'm a parent, and you're a pet parent. So what did you do to earn your margarita this year?
Well, the question is, what haven't I done?
Let me tell you about this year, boy. No, but this week, though, seriously.
I don't want to go into a lot of detail. It's been a rough week. A lot of family-oriented things, so I think with everything I'm going on outside of work, I could use a nice margarita.
Okay.
A nice marg.
Fair enough.
Yourself?
Fair enough. It's, you know, it's less what I've done this week and it's what I'm going to do. I've got all kinds of exciting station events that are happening this weekend, which I've told you about already. And I'm very happy about them. And I'm very grateful for the opportunity to be doing all of them. That being said, I'm gonna have to bring James to like every single one of these things because I got nothing for coverage. My dad's like coming down and he's gonna hang out with him and everything like that. But the prospect of doing work events while also being a parent at the same time is incredibly stressful to me. And I'm going to make that stress go away with probably not a margarita, but some kind of beverage of some kind.
Oh, I'm hoping you don't have to wake up early the next day.
Not crazy early, but early's a really, like, see, that's the thing. When you're a parent, A, but also B, when you wake up as early as we do. Early is a relative phrase because if I wake up at 6 a.m., that's sleeping in. That's
right?
Like, that's a good night's sleep right there.
Oh, man, I love when I talk to people and they're like, oh, like, do you sleep in on the weekends? I'm like, yeah, if I get like a half an hour more, because I'm usually up around 3:30.
Yep.
So if I'm like, if I sleep till 4 or maybe 4:30, that's sleeping in and I'm very lucky.
Mm-hmm.
And I love that.
Mm-hmm.
Even on nights, if I go out and stay out late, it's like it's wired in my brain now. My body's like, time to get up. It's 3 in the morning, Sean.
It's weird. I can do like 12, 2 o'clock in the morning, and I'll still wake up at 4. And then I'll go back to sleep. But my brain will wake me up for a split second.
Oh, it's the worst. I mean, it's a catch-22. I love and hate having an early morning job.
Yeah. No, yeah. Worth it at the end of the day, though.
Yes, definitely. Because I love hitting the hay at 7 p.m.
All right, if you want to hear any of these segments that we were talking about, you can go to annaandraven.com. You can listen to the podcast. We got everything that we discussed in today's producer podcast. And if you want to watch this incredible mosaic that Sean made of himself, you can go to Instagram @annaandraven and check it out there.
Thanks for listening.